Thank you and good afternoon. The Hoopa Housing Authority building was lost in a fire that occurred around 6 o'clock Wednesday morning. Volunteer fire crews got there around 6:30, and the building was already halfway burned down, with one side completely engulfed in flames and fire coming out of the windows. Tribal Chairwoman Danielle Vigil-Maston said that the news is very disheartening for the community, and it's a major setback for projects that are being worked on and may delay tribal members receiving homes. The cause of the fire is under investigation by tribal police, along with assistance from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Arcata Fire was stretched thin with two fires Wednesday evening. Dan Squire has more.
High winds and plenty of fuel caused serious concerns at a mill site on Alder Road in Arcata on Wednesday evening. Arcata firefighters responded to the scene and were told by employees that a fire was burning in the top end of a bark bin and that sawdust and lumber chips were burning as well. The responding battalion chief, Sean Campbell, found workers on site fighting the fire with their own hose and asked them to stop and move out of the way so that Arcata firefighters could get to work. Firefighters used a ladder platform to reach the bark bin some 40 feet off the ground to access the fire, while a second hose crew worked from ground level. The blaze was contained and extinguished, and there were no injuries reported. While on scene, a second fire call came in to Arcata Fire, and that was handled by mutual aid companies from Humboldt Bay and Blue Lake.
Thank you, Dan. St. Bernard's Catholic School is removing grades kindergarten through 6 from their school system, according to a press release issued by the school. The school board recently voted and agreed to the major overhaul after showing the plan at a parents' meeting on Tuesday. The new plan will also shift a renewed focus on 7th grade through high school, in addition to lowering tuition. Paul Shanahan, the president and principal of the school, said in a statement that it was a difficult decision and a challenging but important choice to make. The new plan also mapped out a list of goals to improve the school's current performance by doing things such as increasing SAT scores every year and maintaining a class size of 20 students per class. Caltrans has announced today that the California Transportation Commission has allocated emergency funding to continue installing smart sprinklers on state property in an effort to keep reducing California's water usage. The technology used in these sprinklers adjusts to the water conditions and has already helped cut water use by 50% wherever it's installed. Director Malcolm Dougherty says that Caltrans districts have significantly curbed irrigation, and these efforts have saved billions of gallons of water. Caltrans has invested $47 million in emergency funding to upgrade over 1,200 irrigation systems statewide to the smart sprinklers, which is 25% of the state's system. Caltrans will continue to pursue its lofty goal of reaching a 50% statewide cut in water usage. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department served a search warrant at an apartment building owned by Floyd and Betty Squires in the 800 block of H Street on Tuesday after receiving information about drug sales activity. Officers arrested 34-year-old Paul Uron and 30-year-old Rebecca Chapa. A search of the room turned up heroin package for sale, drug paraphernalia, and $1,300 in cash. While being booked, it was discovered that Chapa had hidden 15 separate bags of heroin on her person, and that meant an additional charge. The Eureka Police Department has responded to this property nearly 160 times since January of 2014. The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to two vehicle collisions on Highway 101 near the 299 interchange Tuesday. The second crash was the most serious and involved a vehicle driven by 57-year-old Fortuna resident William Morris. Morris was headed southbound on the 101 when he lost control, and his vehicle left the roadway and hit a tree. Morris and his two passengers had to be cut from the car, and the two passengers were pronounced dead at the scene. The coroner's office has identified the victims as 50-year-old Stacy Cahar and 59-year-old Karen Brennan. Morris was arrested and booked into county jail on suspicion of felony DUI and vehicular manslaughter. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.